as of last March, Wisconsin had more than 18,000 federal employees. It's unclear how many may have accepted the administration's offer. The American Federation of Government Employees is among unions challenging the proposed buyouts. Council 220 President Jessica LaPointe represents field workers with the Social Security Administration. She says the agency is already facing a 50-year low in staffing.
Losing mass amounts of staff at the Social Security Administration would have a snowball effect as workloads mount on a stressed out workforce, and how that translates to the public is severely long service delays.
LaPointe says people living with disabilities have already seen wait times grow from 2 to 8 months for approval of their benefits. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.